Protesters around the country are attempting to reoccupy American centers of commerce.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Occupy Wall Street demonstrators are stationed at this very moment where they've been for a long time, in New York, D.C., and today at ports up and down the Pacific Coast. At the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, one of the world's busiest ports, a couple hundred folks and dozens of police are dancing around each other in the rain. And Chrissy Clark is L.A. Bureau Chief for Station KQED. She's there at the moment. Hey, Chrissy.
Hi, Steve.
What kind of activity is going on right there? What are you seeing?
Well, there is a bit of a standoff going on right now between some protesters who have taken over an intersection at the Port of Long Beach. And they are a bit surrounded by both long lines of trucks going in both directions and a number of Long Beach police who have asked the crowd to disperse and leave the roadway. Some of them are in the process of doing that right now. Others are not. So if you hear me running all of a sudden, it's because they've said, now we really mean it.
Wow. Why target the ports, Chrissy?
Well, I've spoken to a number of Occupy protesters and others who say that the ports are sort of an exemplification of international trade and at its worst sometimes.
What kind of economic damage do Occupy organizers think they can do?
A lot of the Occupy protesters that I've spoken to here know that it would be difficult for them to really shut down the ports here. There's dozens and dozens of miles of waterfront. 5,000 trucks come in and out of here each day.
Yeah.
But what they're hoping to do is at least create a presence and a reminder to those who are working here, they say, to disrupt some of the trade that's going on today.
Well, they sure are creating a presence, that's for sure.
They are, and it's worth noting they've gotten different reactions from some of the workers who have come to the ports to work. The International Longshore Workers Union and some other unions have distanced themselves from this protest because it would go against, they're sort of contractually obliged not to participate in it. It would be an illegal strike. I've spoken to some workers who have been very frustrated that they haven't been able to get to work on time, and they say they're part of the 99%. They're just trying to make a living. I've also spoken to some workers who didn't know this was going on and are excited to see people out in the streets, and they said that they would be out there if they could, and they've smiled and given the thumbs up to them. So it's kind of a mixed reaction among the workers here.
Chrissy Clark from Station KQED and the California Report. Chrissy, thanks.
Thank you.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are down right now, anywhere from 1.5% to 2%. The Dow off 210 points at 11,973. FedEx is planning to ship more stuff today than any day in its history. The company's expecting to handle 17 million packages today, which is up about 10% over last year. The Federal Reserve's Interest Rate Committee holds its last meeting of the year tomorrow, and a lot of folks will be parsing through all the economic mumbo-jumbo. Well, it turns out the Fed wants to minimize the parsing and communicate more clearly with the rest of us. From Washington, here's Marketplace's Scott Tong.
The Fed has been big on transparency lately. When the economy first softened 3 years ago, it said interest rates would stay low, quote, for some time. More recently, it talked of staying that course until the summer of 2013. And now it's mulling publicly forecasting future decisions and talking more openly about its outlook on jobs and inflation. Strategist Guy Labat at Janney Montgomery Scott thinks the Fed wants to be more predictable than in years past, when its decisions were fuzzier.
If you remember in the late 90s, there were all these shots of Alan Greenspan and how thick his briefcase was, what that implied about the Fed's future action. But the reality is the Fed has a lot of control over interest rate conditions. So it's very important to understand what they're going to do next in order to understand what we think the markets are going to do next.
Say you're a small business owner. The more clear the Fed is, the more you can plan for future borrowing costs. But here's the risk. The public could interpret the Fed's public leanings and proclivities as promises, which would make it hard for central bankers to change course when conditions change. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. And by Constant Contact, offering email marketing tools and resources to help market small businesses during the holiday season. Learn more at ConstantContact.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
This week, we say adios, partner, to the Ford Ranger. Seems more people are trading up to the roomier truck. So Ford is expected to roll the last of the Rangers off the assembly line over the next week. Marketplace senior business correspondent Bob Moon explains.
Ford has seen small truck sales drop from 8 to just 2% of the market, and spokesman Mike Levine says you can't argue with the numbers.
We've put our investment where we have the most demand, and that's for full-size pickups.
Rewind to just this past April, though. President Obama was chiding gas-guzzling drivers for complaining about high prices.
They're all still driving their big SUVs. You know, they got their big monster trucks and everything.
IHS automotive analyst Rebecca Lindland says that push to smaller cars actually ended this summer, right on cue based on past experience.
Consumers typically will change their buying habits when there is a spike in fuel prices. After 3 to 4 months, we will see the consumer go back to their traditional buying habits.
Ford's Mike Levine says smaller trucks just aren't attracting buyers the way they used to.
Their fuel economy is the same, if not worse, than full-size trucks. Also, the prices of mid-size trucks, along with their sizes, have grown to be almost full-size proportions.
Levine says Ford is committed to giving consumers the vehicles they want through improved fuel economy. But analyst Lindland says developing new gas-saving technology is expensive, so buyers should be ready to pay more. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Finally this morning, we're still a few months away from the Oscars, and that's a good thing because there is a labor dispute going on in Chicago at the company that makes the gold trophies. Workers and management at R.S. Owens & Company are fighting over a proposed wage freeze and cut in benefits. Not to fear, though, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences say they have enough blank Oscars in the closet just in case they need them. Nice little negotiating tactic, eh? I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Not so long ago, Egypt was all about government by nepotism.
They've been capitalizing on connections that the average farmer cannot have in terms of marketing, economy of scale, access to water.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Post-revolution Egyptians turn their attention to feeding themselves. Our series, Food for 9 Billion, resumes next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media. With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.